Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned in to Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. I am so excited that you have joined me on today. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The scripture said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." I'm so excited that we come together to lift up the precious name of Jesus, and I'm excited for each and every one of you that have joined me on today. We look forward to our lesson on today. We're going to be speaking in regards to the covenant, and we're going to be looking according to the word of the Lord and get a greater understanding about the covenant that God has given and how we as children of God have entered into a covenant relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So first of all, what I would like to do, we're going to be looking at several passages of scriptures on today. I'd like for us just to lay a backdrop on today in regards about covenant so that you can have a greater understanding as we proceed into our lesson on today. First of all, we want to look and see that a covenant in the Bible sense, it implies much more than just a simple contract or a simple agreement, but a contract. When you begin to look at a contract, it always have an end date, while a covenant is a permanent arrangement that have been made or have been established. Another difference is between a contract and a covenant is that a contract normally involves someone's skills or one's ability, while when we look at the covenant, it covers or it entails the entire person. And so you'll find that definition coming from the Nelson Illustrated Bible Dictionary. Now let's take a look here at our covenant. The covenant has to do with an arrangement or a contract between God and man. Some of the covenant that are in the Bible are conditional. Would that actually mean that it depends upon a specific obedience from man and with God? And then you have other covenant that is what they call unconditional covenant, and they depend directly just upon God's faithfulness. And so when we look at these two types of covenant, we have the conditional one, which is considered as a bilateral covenant, which requires the faithfulness of two parties, God and another person or persons, or you have a unilateral covenant, which entails unconditional covenant or agreement that God has required only his faithfulness, has entered into this particular contract or covenant with his people or even his living things. Now let's take a look at one of the scriptures that I want to encourage your heart to go to, and that's going to be found over in Exodus chapter number 19, and I'm going to read that in your hearing so that you can get a better understanding and the backdrop of what we're talking about in regards to this particular covenant. And I'm just going to start with verse number, let's see what verse we'll start at. I'm going to start at verse number, it's Exodus chapter number 19 and verse number 5, but I'm going to start at verse number, see, sometimes when God's word is so good, it's hard to figure out where to even start with. It's that, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." And so here in Exodus chapter number 19 and verse number 5, this is what you consider as a bilateral covenant that God has entered in with his people. He said, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. And so here is the contract or the agreement being laid out. He's saying, if you obey my voice, and then he goes on to say, if you keep my covenant and things, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And so here is laying out what this all entails. He said, if you do that, this is going to happen. And so this, we find here God entering into a covenant with his people and things that they will be a peculiar treasure. And such as it is, as we as children of God, once we give our lives up to the Lord our God and accepting him as our personal Savior, he goes on to say, if you be obedient and if you hearken unto my voice, the same thing, you will be that peculiar treasure unto me above all people. And he said, all the earth belongs to me. And so here we find, now, the other thing that we find is that we was preaching on Sunday, and God gave me a scripture that we was preaching out of, and I'm going to take you there. If we go with me over to Psalms 91 and begin to look at the scripture to get a greater understanding what was going on and what was being said. It said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his wings, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now, I want you to get this. Here we are. Here's the transition. It says this here word, because. It said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even thy Most High, thy habitation. And so here's the covenant. You made God, him to be your refuge and your habitation. And then he said, now look here. He said, because you did this, this is what's going to happen. He said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Not only is that a part of the contract, he said, because you made this decision in your mind and in your heart. He said, not only that, he said, they shall bear thee up. He said, I will give the angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thy trample under feet. Now, that's because we have made the Lord our refuge, to be our refuge, our hiding place, a place where we're going to inhabit, a place where we're going to dwell, a place where we're going to settle our hearts and settle our minds in the things of the Lord, in the word of the Lord, in the principles of God, in the commandments of God, in the things that he requiring of us and asks of us as the children of God. But because we have made up our minds to do that, and thing, he said he's going to give his angels charge over them. No evil going to befall thee. No plague going to come nigh thy dwelling. And he said that thou shalt tread upon the lions and adders, and the young lions and dragons shall thy trample under feet. Now, let's look at another because. He said here again in Psalm 91 also, because he has set his love upon me. And so here, again, God is saying, because we set our love, all that we are, all that we have been, and all that we consist of in our essence, we set it upon the Lord. And God said, because of that, because you've given me all of your heart, given me all of your mind, given me all of your soul, he said, because of that, he said, this is what I'm going to do. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. And not only will he deliver, he said, I will set him on high. because we go into another because you made up your mind, because you made the decision, because you dared to enter into a covenant relationship with God. God, for God I live, for God I die. God, I serve you for the rest of my life. I'm entering into that covenant with my God. God said, because you did that, he said, I will deliver you. And he said, not only will I deliver you, he said, another because, the third because you know my name. He said, I will set you on high because you know my name. Now, I begin to say, God, now what do you mean? Yes, many people call on your name. And he said, no, Helen. He said, go a little deeper. He said, a little deeper. He said, because you know me in my attributes and my character, and you know who I am. You know me as a deliverer. You know me as a mind regulator. You know me as a provider. You know me as Jehovah Shammah. You know me as Jehovah Shalom. You know my name. You know who I am and things. Not just because you know my name is Jesus, but because you know my name. You know that when you call on my name, whatever you have need of, I will provide. I will make a way out of no way because you know that, because you know who I am, and you know the fact that I said I am who I say I am. He said, because you know that, I'm going to set you on high. Oh, because you have entered into that covenant with God, and because you begin to allow him to be your Lord and personal Savior, because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of your life. He said, because of that, I will set you on high, and because you know my name. He said, he will call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and not only will I deliver him or deliver you, he said, I'm going to honor you. And things with long life will I satisfy you with and show you my salvation. Now, you see why it's key for us as children of God, as we begin to explore and look further into this particular psalm, of all of the many benefits, just because. Now, it's just because you have the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, just because you said yes to the Lord and yes to his keeping power, just because he said, all these things I'm going to add and I'm going to give unto you, just because of the fact that we have entered into an agreement, a permanent agreement. We're not vacillating. We're not in it one day and out of it the next day. We're not up and down, but we have made up in our mind that we're in it all the way to he rapture us out as his bride. Amen. Come on and shout hallelujah. And so that's where we find ourselves when we're looking at this particular covenant. Now, I want us to go to one other covenant before we close. We have a shorter session on today, but I want us to look at one other covenant as well as we begin to get and gain a greater understanding about what the Lord our God has done and is doing in and through our lives. Amen. Amen. And that's over in Exodus chapter number 9. And we want to look at verse number 11, I believe it is, we're going to look at. And this is going to give you just a greater understanding of another type of covenant. Now, and I'm going to start reading verse number 8, and I'm going to go on down to verse number perhaps maybe verse number 14, actually verse 15. So verse 8 through verse number 15 from Genesis chapter number 9. And it said, and God spake unto Noah and to his son with him, saying, and I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowls, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, and I will establish my covenant, here it is, with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the water of a flood, neither shall any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for a perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall be come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and not only us, but it goes a little further and a little deeper. It said, and every creeping living creature of all flesh and water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And it said, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember that the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Now, remember we talked about one of the covenant was one in which it requires, this is the unilateral covenant, where it just requires and pulls upon the faithfulness of God. Now, it was not many weeks ago that we had went to our church, and when we got there, arrived there, it was a beautiful rainbow that was over the building. And on numerous occasions, I had opportunity to see just beautiful, beautiful rainbows. Almost feel like you can just reach out and touch them. Matter of fact, we've seen one that where you could almost reach out and just felt like you could touch it. And this particular rainbow is so glorious. And I thought it was so ironic how God in his infinite wisdom. Now, remember, Noah was an ark and thing. But this here particular rainbow, it always come in the form of an ark. As a reminder of what he had spoken unto Noah when he was in the ark. Oh, isn't that something profound? To remind us that he will not destroy the earth or all flesh with a flood. Now, that does not denote that we won't be having floods. We've seen floods. But he said that he will not destroy all flesh and the earth like he did in the days of Noah. Amen, where the water literally covered this earth. And so here, as we as children of God, it's key and vital for us not only to believe the word and be also doers of the word, which these things we must do, but we must enter into a covenant with God and tell God, you know, Lord, for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve you, God, being my help and my keeper, God. I'm going to serve you for the rest of my life. Amen. Now, when we enter into a covenant like that with God, it's up to God to keep us. But we must have the mind to want to be kept. So when we come to that point of being greatly tried, remember, all we have to do is go back to the covenant and look up to God and say, God, I need your help. And because he is the one that's the keeper. But all we have to do is have a mind to want to be kept, and he will do his job as keeping us as the children of God. And so I come to tell you, child of God, it's time for us to come a little closer. It's time for us to enter in with God. It's time for us to make up our whole heart, mind, and soul that God, for God I live, for God I die, and for God I'm in this thing to the end. I give you my heart, I give you my mind, I give you my soul, and I worship you with my whole being, God. And Lord, I want you to keep me because I want to be found doing your will. And all we need to do is talk with him. I know when God called me into ministry, one of the things that I did, I told God, I said, Father, I said, Lord, I hear the call. I hear you calling me to this place. But Father, as I enter into and say yes to your will for the call upon my life, I begin to lay out a covenant with God. And I said, God, if I do that, I say yes, but would you do X, Y, and Z? And so some of the time when God is calling on us and when we enter in with God to that covenant, you can ask of God. Now, you know, it was a couple of Sundays ago, my daughter was telling us when we was out fellowshipping at dinner, and she said, God just showed me an open heaven that was over us. And I went back and I told the precious children of God, I said, you know, when God tells us there's an open heaven over us, we need to start asking of God. We need to start going in there and asking God what we have need of and making our prayer requests and our petition. But this is a special moment of the open heaven. Yes, we make prayer requests. Yes, we make supplication and petitions unto God. But this is that special moment with God, just like Jesus came down and with that man that was at the impotent man that was bound at the pool of Bethesda and things that had a withered hand, and he was trying to get into the pool, and he said, Jesus came right there to him. He said, what do you have need of? And he began to start complaining. He didn't even recognize that that was Jesus. He didn't recognize that the blessing came to him, that it was not even an angel. It was the Lord God himself that came. And sometimes we may miss it because we don't even recognize this. The Lord God himself right there asking, what do you have need of? I'm here to provide your need, Jehovah Jireh. And so we must recognize that those divine visitation and divine intervention comes directly from God. And when we're in tune with the Spirit of the Lord, we can go right in and be specific about what we're asking God for and what we want God to do. And so I want to leave with you in your hearing, while there is an open heaven, start asking of God what you have need of. Tell them about your children. Tell them about you want them saved. Tell them about, you know, your situation. And tell them what you have need of. Tell them how much you love them and that you want to be that man or woman of God that he called you out and that you need him to enable you and equip you. And whatever the finances that you need, tell God all about it. And think, but many people will say, now go with me real quickly. Many people will say this and miss out on what God wants to do. He already knows, someone would say, well, he already knows what I have need of. If he knows all things, well, guess what? He want to know something a little deeper. And what he want to know a little deeper is that, do you put your faith, or how you using your faith? Are you going to put your faith in me by coming back to me and following my system? Oh, shatababa. What I have asked of my people to come and ask of me. Amen. See, that's come from the place of obedience, okay? Not that we know that he do know, and which he do know that he do know. And see, because he's an all-knowing God, he's an omniscient God. But what he wants to know, will you obey my system that I have set up for you to get blessed? And so what we have to do as children of God, we must obey the system and the ways of God, the way God has set it up for us to be blessed. And you can go back, and I tell you, if you look over at John 16 and 23 and 24, you'll see part of that system. If you go back to John 14 and 14, you'll see. He said, ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you of the Father. And John 16, 23, he said, and in that day you may ask nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask in my Father's name, he will give it you. And then it goes on further in verse 24 to say that your joy might be full. And so in my closing on today, I want you to know God wants your joy full. But you have to do it the way he wants you to do it, by coming to him and asking, even though he already know what you have need of, he wants you, yes, you child of God, you and you, you need to go back and just ask of God what you have need of. And he is willing to bless you that your joy may be full. Father, we thank you, dear God, for this session, Lord, even though it was a short session. But I pray that it sit in the heart and the mind of your people, that they will be blessed, that they will be fortified, and they will be strengthened, God. Undergird them, Lord. Fortify them and strengthen them, Lord. And Father, I'll praise your blessed name. Let them enter into that covenant with you. Let them ask of you. Let them speak in your word. Let them make you their habitation and their refuge, Lord. And let them set their love upon you, dear God. And Lord, deliver and show them your salvation. And Father, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to know, child of God, there is a blessing coming to your house, and God is going to bless you in a mighty and a special way. And I want you to know that I'm so glad that you joined me on today. And I pray that the blessings of the Lord will just overtake you and just bless you so much so that you'll have to run and share your blessing with somebody else and can share the good news. Amen. Father, we thank you again for all of you've done and given. And remember, children of God, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your blessing. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened, according to Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7. And so, child of God, if you're thrown in the towel, go back and get it. Get up and go down on your knees and call on the precious name of Jesus. And he that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. Oh, child of God, be blessed on today. It was indeed a blessing to be with you. I pray that your heart is encouraged and know that the God in which you serve, he loves you with an everlasting love. May you be encouraged. May you be blessed. May you be strengthened even in your inward man, that God will fortify you and strengthen you. Not only you, but your entire family will be blessed exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that you eat. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. May God bless you until we meet again. Blessings of the Lord be upon you. Bye-bye.